Pastor Warner and to all of you. It is a joy for me to be among you on this day. It is always good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
But I'm always excited to talk about Africa University. And I hope and pray that as we move through these moments together, that you will hear something anew and to feel a kinship to the students at Africa University. And so I have called this Transforming Lives, Transforming Africa. Because as young people are educated and they go out across the continent of Africa, they help to change what is. Education ought to do that.
Amen.
It ought to help us be different. It ought to help us be able to conduct ourselves in ways that are helpful to others. It ought to make us a little less selfish. And so I see the transformation in the young people that come to Africa University, and they do leave being anew. There comes a time in life when you walk away from all the drama and people who create it. You surround yourself with people who make you laugh. Forget the bad and focus on the good. Love the people who treat you right. Pray for the ones who don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Life is too short to be anything but happy.
Yeah.
Falling down is a part of life. Getting back up is living. Now, what does this have to do with Africa University? Everything. Everything. Africa University is serious business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is a dream born on a mountain, and the dream has been made into reality. The dream is alive and is continuing to be made whole through the sacrifices of the people called United Methodist. Across this annual conference on this day, there are about 15 of us participating in telling a story about Africa University. And it is a joy for all of us to have this opportunity to talk about Africa University, your university. And I want to place emphasis on your university, because it is, and I am delighted to share an update about this dream come true story with you. And it's your university because as a Methodist church, we are a connectional church, and we help each other across the world. And because we said we will build this university, it is a part of us, it's part of our DNA. Now, why is that true? Why did we as United Methodists sacrifice to build this university. As Methodists, and through our social principles, we believe as Methodists that every person has a right to an education. We believe that people should not be precluded because of financial barriers. And so we said, because these principles represent who we are, we want to grow and develop this institution on the continent of Africa. Africa University is the first private institution in Zimbabwe related to the United Methodist Church worldwide. Now, when I say the first, that is significant. Because as Methodists, we have institutions across America in great numbers. But we didn't have it in Africa. And because two persons said, why is it that as Methodists, you've not built an institution of higher education for the continent of Africa? Two African bishops said to the General Board of Higher Education Ministry, why can't you build an institution in Africa? And like everything else, it takes time. And as United Methodists, we have committees for everything. And we have a committee, it takes time to develop the outcome that you want to have. So it took us a while, but these two bishops convinced our church that we should do this. And so it was in 1988, General Conference. You know, General Conference is the body that governs our church. And nothing gets done unless it's approved through General Conference. So in 1988, when this was approved, this was a huge milestone because General Conference voted to have this institution. And that happened after a lot of convincing, a lot of talking to say we ought to build this university. And so there was a committee that we're known for our committees who went to several countries to see where should this institution be established. They went to Liberia. They went to Angola. They went to Zimbabwe. And in that time, Zimbabwe was the one country in which it was not at war. It was peaceful. And so it made sense to the committee that we build this institution in a place where the potential for growth would be great. And so they chose Zimbabwe. And the president of Zimbabwe, he still is a president, President Mugabe, gave permission to allow the Methodist Church to build in Zimbabwe. Now, we hear many negative things about President Mugabe, and they usually aren't positive. But he said, I will grant permission for this institution. So you see, when God is in a plan, no one can stop it. I'm convinced today that God was always in the planning, in that committee as a plan, because it was only through God that eyes were opened so that this institution could be established. Because President Mugabe had not given other institutions, other churches that had attempted to build an institution. It was us, the United Methodists, that was able to build and commit to a world-class institution. And so our dream at Africa University is to enable students to be in an environment where hope and dignity flow. Hope and dignity flow. And to be Christian young people that no matter where they go or what they do, they provide leadership out of that Christian foundation. Now you might say, why is she dwelling on that? When you are a believer, when you are a believer, everything and more will be possible.
Amen. Amen.
It is only through the fabric of being believers that this institution and our students, now we have in our alumni 6,000 students from 92 to now, they're across the world, and they take with them in that fabric to be a believer. God is powerful. And with him on our side, absolutely nothing can block who we are. And I've seen young people who have come to Africa University with almost nothing. And they earn those degrees and go back to their home countries and be wonderful leaders. And it happened because they have been in a place that nurtured them and gave them the educational foundation, helped them to be who they are, to bring out their gifts, and to learn how to let nothing block them. And that's why I sometimes wonder, how is it that people without God in their lives, how do they make it? Because every day we find barriers in front of us. But when there is someone to walk with you, you are able to overcome and be beautiful, to be strong, to be engaging, and to tell others about your experience. And that's why I stand here today to talk about this institution, because I want to tell everyone that's Methodist and that's not Methodist, what a great gift we have given to the world. And I maintain that Africa University is one of the best gifts the United Methodist Church produced. When young people can earn a way, they go out and spread the word, and if they be clergy, be teachers, be doctors, whatever, they have in that fabric God Almighty, and absolutely nothing can beat that. And so Africa University has 6 faculties: agriculture, humanities and social science, theology, education, management and administration, and health sciences. And so our students choose one of these. If they were in an American institution, we would say these were departments. But Africa University has a British model in orientation, so we call them faculties. And so they leave us in these areas and go out and be great. Now, I want you to know that back in 1992, when the first class of 40 started, they started in renovated farm buildings. When you think of going to college, you think of greatness. You think of wonderful facilities. We started rough, 40 students in renovated farm buildings. God has brought us far.
All right.
Today, we have 43 buildings. New, modern, and a place we are proud of, and a place I want you to be proud of because it's your institution. We have grown from those 40 students to 1,400 today. There are 26 countries represented. And one of the things I talk about is when you go to the continent of Africa, you go to countries, not states. These are countries with their own government, their own money. And sometimes as Americans, we get confused. And so these students who come to us from these 26 countries bring their own culture. And they live together in harmony. And sometimes they come from countries that might be at war with one another. And they get to that campus and they learn how to live together. Now tell me God's not involved in that. There's no way you can come from a country that is at war and you arrive on a college campus and you cease to be in conflict. And that's why we talk about the transformation. Because as these young people move through the institution and go back, and having lived with persons who they were in conflict with, and that ceased to be, tell me that's not transformation. Because these young people leave at a different place from us. Now let me share some voices to give you some flavor of who these wonderful students are at Africa University. Henry Otano is from Kenya. And he says he never thought he would run a business, let alone a farm. He now runs a successful agriculture enterprise in Nairobi, Kenya. He has since returned to Africa University and has earned a second degree in business. He says, I was not prepared for this change. But he says, after my hands-on experience at Africa University, I felt I could do great things. He says, it is through my transformation at Africa University, I'm able to be successful in my business. Della Rosa Duncan is from Tanzania. And she's helping to expand health care access in her native Tanzania. She is a senior program officer at an agency focusing on health care. And she's touching the lives of the needy in her country. She said her life changed when she met recruiters when she was in high school from Africa University. She earned a scholarship and earn her degree. She said, AU changed my life in so many ways. It built my confidence, not only on a personal level, but also on a professional level. She also credits the university with broadening her understanding of other cultures. And that's one of the things we miss as Americans. Although we live where there is diversity, we often don't really know the differences. Because we can live in a community where there are different people, but know little about them. Do you know we are the only country in the world that only speaks one language? We don't always do that good either, just the one language. The young people at African University all speak multiple languages. Their home country, and they all speak English. We ought to do better. We can do better. And our young people today, in some ways, do speak a second language, at least for me, because I don't always understand the rap music, but they do. And they can cite page after page. So it is not that our young people are not smart. It's what they choose to learn. So we have to be better leaders, enabling them to be multi in what they do. And African University students do it well. Now, there's a couple other voices of students that talks about what they got from Africa University. The United Methodist Church is doing great in preparing African leaders. Because of my experience and knowledge from Africa University, I'm challenged to grow the church. Now, as Methodists, we say we want to grow and build disciples. But usually that comes from the church mission statement. But these are young people saying, I want to grow the church. I thank my professors for what they taught me, because this is what I now see on the ground. And I'm able to overcome a lot of challenges because of my positive learning experience at Africa University. I'm ready to go out into the world and make a change. I see in the young people at Africa University the desire to go back to their country, their small village, and make a difference. Too often, our American students want to graduate and get the first job, and their dream is a house in the suburbs, white picket fence, a station wagon, 2.2 children. I never know how you get 2.2 children, but that's the dream. So we need to adapt some of the attitudes that the students at African University have, because I think they got it right. Somehow we missed it. As a church, you have been very supportive of Africa University, and you've given. And I want to thank you for the dollars that you've given to have Africa University be what it is. Being faithful in continuing the dream will require extravagant generosity in our giving. No amount that we give is too small. Whatever we give will help students be better. You with me must continue to tell the story of Africa University. And so, with Africa University, we are given the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of our brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa. The future of Africa University will help the United Methodist Church to demonstrate its connection to thrust. Each graduate is a symbol of God's love for his people. And so as they go out across the continent of Africa and the world, lives are being enhanced and maintained. We need your help as we continue this dream. Be a beacon of hope for young people. Let's work together to continue the transformation of lives in Africa. The dream is continuing. Help us to keep it alive. We educate our students to make Africa a better place. Your support of Africa's next generation of leaders ensures the influence of our United Methodist values and our commitment to Africa. We are Africa University. Our graduates are changing Africa because of you. Our mission remains changing Africa, learning here in Zimbabwe, living here across the world, leading here across the world. Our values include serving God all the time, everywhere. When students leave that campus, they are ready to be leaders, to be Christian leaders wherever they are. I thank God for the United Methodist Church. I thank God for you. And I thank God that we have a hand to play in this transformation of lives. Isn't God good? God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.